penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the WHCMN repeater in Guilford. WHCMN. WHCMN, repeater in Guilford. Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the WHCMN repeater in Guilford.
WHCMH Mobile. Almost to Belston.
WHCMN, repeater in Guilford.
KB9 GKC Green Bay, Wisconsin. KB9 GKC Green Bay, Wisconsin. KB9 GKC.
KB0BS, KBS Mobile.
So I'm guessing you got the antenna fixed?
There's someone there, but really rough on my end, so I think I'm just out of range.
KB0BS.
KB0BS, KB0 still here.
KB9, GKC, Green Bay, Wisconsin.
This is KB0BS.
KB9, GKC, Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Green Bay, Wisconsin station, wondering what frequency you're on.
Give it a minute, see if the band opens up again. I'm running about 450 watts, so I'm probably getting in better than I'm hearing.
Getting into the Guilford, Michigan repeater, 145.31 in Guilford. You must be running the 131.8PL as you're bringing the Guilford repeater up near Bay City, Michigan, over. Band opening going on. KB0BS, KBSWR and VHF 145.31. Do you copy?
Hey, there, my copy. This is KB0BS.
Full scale there. Your audio is way down, though, but I see on the voter you're full scale, so you must be in St. Ignace.
I'm at the Mac County Surgeon 975. I'll bring the audio up when I get a chance to go back in the parameters. I know it's on the digital side, but I didn't bring it up on the analog side.
Can you kick it up a little bit more on the digital, too? You were low before I was talking to you. I was answering you. I don't know if you wasn't hearing me or what was going on, but I was answering you. Here, because when you're in there, you're full scale, but go from full scale to dropping out, so not sure what that's all about either, but yeah, your first transmission on statewide one was at 11:31 is when I first seen you, and it was that same 54.5 RSSI number, which is kind of weird. There must be a tunnel between where you're at there by home and the repeater to get that kind of RSSI.
Interesting. I just got the analog audio up by one level. Did that make a difference?
You can bring it up at least one, maybe two more.
Okay, it's at the top of the scale, which I normally don't like doing. How does it sound now?
Well, you still seem to be pretty low, but it's better than when you first started, I can tell you that.
Okay, I'll leave it up there, and I'll leave this channel on this side of the radio. If you want to go back to statewide, we can try that again while I'm sitting here.
Sure.
This is KB0BS, and I'll be QSY to statewide 1.
WD8KLO.
KBS WR.
And this is KD0B. And your audio is remarkably better on the VHF over the digital, and I would expect the opposite. So I don't know. There's definitely something going on. I don't know. Is there public internet noise, latency? I'm not sure what your infrastructure looks like.
Well, that is because I'm going in on analog across the public internet down to our Z bridge. There it gets converted to digital and goes back out on DMR. So I don't doubt that issue, but your audio is should be a whole lot better than what it is on digital, because everybody else sounds okay coming back to me.
Okay, well, we've got more to play with, and I guess I'll get another radio presence as well. I've got another option I can bring down here. I'm not sure if I'll be back down here this weekend, but I'll get another radio so that I've got a turbo, a Tatsumoto turbo, as well as the semicone, and see if that makes any difference.
Yeah, there's something I think there's something with the radio or the antenna or something you got there, because something's just not quite right. You don't even, you know, you don't sound right here either, so something's going on. But I was just asking there on DMR, if you guys are going to change that antenna today at the EOC, if you could. Doesn't sound like you got DMR in there, but if you could try the VHF analog and the UHF analog from the EOC and see how that works.
I copy your request. I'll see what I can do. This is not my party. I'm just here to help. So if possible, we'll try to make sure things are tested. If I don't get to it today, I'll try to do it the next time we come down. This might be a multi-day antenna.
Sounds good. I should be around here somewhere. Give me an LSWR.
Sounds good. If I get a chance to test them out and I don't hear you come back, I'll send a text to give you a call and try to coordinate the time that we can actually test it and actually hear it.
Last part of what you said there actually was?
If I get a chance to get in there and test it, and I can't reach you, I'll give you a call or text or something, and we coordinated a phone call so that we can get some audio tests back and forth.
Phone call works better for me. Sometimes my texts don't go off, so. Sounds good. Just give me a show.
Copy. I'm in a similar boat. I don't always hear them. All right. Thanks for playing. We'll talk to you later. This is KD0BS. I'll be there.
7-3. KBSW.
What, Peter, are you on, Jeff?
Mine.
Okay, just curious, your audio is just a little light, good strong signal. I mean, I can hear you just fine, just was a little bit low, just checking, just asking.
My simplex note here sitting alongside me, so That's funny because everybody else says that I'm hot, which I probably am, but, you know, they also say my audio is usually hot, so there you go.
Well, and I mean, I'm on the 3.8, so it might be just the adjustment level on the 3.8 might be a little bit low.
Yeah, I got you. Somebody was in here from Wisconsin earlier, quite the band opening by the sound of it.
Yep, was that the guy that was running 400 plus watts?
Yeah, that guy, Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Yep, I heard him. So, all right, I'll let you go. I'm trying to get organized here. I'll catch up with you later. Nanny VDS.
Yeah, give me an SWR Cadillac.
WD8KLL for a signal report. This is WD8KLL, just looking for a quick signal report.
Yeah, somebody call me, QBSWR.
Nope, this is WD8KLL, I was just looking for a quick signal report.
It was a little low, but strong. Where are you at? What repeater are you on?
Off the 3.8, the Flint repeater.
Yo. All right, you've got a good strong signal in there.
Okay, roger that. I just wanted to check. I hadn't keyed up on this repeater in a while. Just heard you guys talking about audio reports, signal reports, so I just thought I'd throw my call out and see how I'm coming in.
Switched over your full scale and the main and Flint 3, so solid in the system. Keep it up, W.
Okay, sir, appreciate the comeback. This is WD8KLL, Greg in Burton, Michigan here. I'll be clear. VDS testing.
N8VDS, N8VDS, N8WRO, Richmond, good test. Loud and clear.
WRO, thank you, sir. Appreciate it. Just wanting to see how I was making the system. N8VDS, have a good afternoon.
You as well, N8WRO.
K-E-A-R-N-S Mobile.
W-H-C-M-N, repeater in Guilford.
K-E-A-R-N-S Mobile. K-E-A-R-N-S Mobile.
Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the WHCMN repeater in Guilford. WHCMN, repeater in Guilford.
Let's see if I can get the lettering from Starboard. Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the WHCMN repeater in Guilford. 99 GKC Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Yeah, that Green Bay, Wisconsin station, KB9, I can't remember the last call. You're getting in there. A little scratchy, but you're getting in there. This is KFA EDQ. Roger, we're getting about a 2x4. My call sign is Kilo Foxtrot 8 Echo Delta Tibet, KFA EDQ. Mike from Saginaw, Michigan.
Station, you're getting into both our repeaters by Bay City and the one we have in Mackinac. So you're bringing up both repeaters over. Call yours Kilowatt Bravo 8 Sierra Whiskey Romeo.
Okay, I missed all of that. Can you increase your audio level? You're buck S1 here. S1 on the repeater. Can you give me your call sign again?
My call is Kilowatt Bravo 8 Sierra Whiskey Romeo. If you go to WCMN.net, that's our webpage. You can go on there and you can see the voters and see what repeater one now you're getting into. That's W8CMN.net. Over.
Very good, my friend. Is this repeater in Pennsylvania? Is that correct?
Negative. It's in Michigan. When you go to W8CMN, and it's all in there. It's in Michigan. We have a repeater by Bay City, Michigan. And we also have a repeater in Mackinac City that's on the same frequency, the same PO. And you are bringing up both of them. They're linked together. Over.
Okay. I'm on 14531. 14531. Where is in Michigan is that repeater?
Bay City, Michigan, 100 miles north of Detroit, Bay City, Michigan. It's a town called Guilford. It's by Bay City, Michigan. And again, if you go to W8CMN.net, all listed on there as well. It's that repeater, and then we have one in Mackinac City on the same frequency, same PL, and they're linked together.
That last transmission before this one was perfect, but you've got the same PL tone as the repeater in Pennsylvania. That's why I thought this was Pennsylvania. But all right. Well, very good. Well, it's very nice to meet you. I'm sorry that the copy is so tough. This repeater is the same frequency as the Ludington repeater, Ludington, Michigan, which I talk into fairly regularly.
Jumped on mic there, but I wanted to give you all the information. You can get into the system via All-Star as well, or Echolink. When you go on the webpage, you can look at all the information up. The All-Star note is 627-22. 620-722. You can get in that way on All-Star if you got All-Star over there. Yep, we know it's the same frequency as Ludington, but like I said, we have same frequency, same PL, and Mac and all Bay City, and they're linked together. So go ahead and pick it up there, Mike. Sorry to jump on you.
Yeah, no worries. I was on my way back from a walk. I thought I heard a station in there. Making all kinds of contacts today from long distances. Would the Green Bay station, will you come back with your call sign one more time so I can write it down in my book really quick? All right, no copy. No worries. This is KFA EDQ. I'll be clear and monitoring.
I got KF8-something, I believe. N8-NOE, November 8, November, Oscar Echo, Waterford, Michigan.
Very good. I caught the N-O-E on the end there. This is Kilo Foxtrot 8, Echo, Delta, Quebec. My name is Mike. I'm from Saginaw. How are you doing today?
How you doing, Mike? Name's Jeff. Been out running all day and had to stop at the DMV to get plates. Or, not DMV here, with Secretary of State. Yeah, I was kind of hoping you might be in the repeater area. Looking for a specific restaurant over there in Mount Clemens somewhere. At least I'm told about it. I'm recently back to Michigan from Nevada. Got involved with All-Star. I'm not even sure how. But going through an All-Star node here on a THD-75 HT. Having fun with the HT, but between the open spot 4 and All-Star, I'm doing some tinkering all these years and a whole lot more HF than UHF or VHF, having some fun, that's all. Got a buddy in Midland. Been a long time since I've been anywhere near Saginaw. Last time I was there, I do remember going into a Hooters on a bay or in a canal. I'm not sure what it was, but we were treating lakes for weeds up north, and we had to stop for dinner there.
Yeah, roger that. I think that might have been in Bay City, or they used to have a Hooters closer to downtown, and I can't remember if it was on the water or not, maybe on the river. It might have been on the river, so they closed that one. They moved to a different location. Just in case you were wondering on the latest Saginaw Hooters news, that they did that probably 10 years ago, though. I don't know. I don't go there very often. But, yeah, very good. I have yet to set up an All-Star node. I've done, I have, like, a few Pi-Star nodes, and I use that for DMR. Of course, I have a DMR, but I usually use my Yaesu FT70 to do, like, system fusion DMR. And that's how I usually end up talking on statewide, on MI5 statewide 1. I don't talk on MI2 very often, but it was one of the first networks that I made some ham contacts on. I've only been in the hobby for maybe 3 or 4 months now, and I don't know. I still utilize the local GMRS system as well. Back to you. This is KFA EDQ for radio ID.
Oh, fine business. Welcome to the hobby then. I probably got about 30 years or better into it. A lot more years than that involved in radio of all kinds, but yeah, it might have been Bay City. I really don't remember. I remember going up to Erno's, shooting darts up there. I remember the Hamilton Street Pub. Me and the YL would stay at a makes in right by a mall there off the highway, and we'd drive over to the Hamble Street pub, and I'd shoot darts for Arno's and some teamwork, but it's been a while. It's been a long while. I haven't been north of Holly, Michigan in well over 10 years, I would imagine. So, anyway, just nice to make your acquaintance. And, yeah, I've got a couple of pie stars. I had a DMR repeater that was literally sitting right above my head right here as I'm in my desk. A buddy of mine got that when I left the state. And I work it from, matter of fact, I worked it all the way driving out to Reno, Nevada, and most of the way back. So now my phone rang. Amazing. I'll jump out, let you get going. Enjoy your nodes and getting out there and playing. I remember having to wait for an upgrade to tech to get on 2 meter. So I go back a ways. And anyway,
very good, Jeff. I'm also pleased to make your acquaintance. I got my general last month. It was early July. I took my general test, and I have yet to make an HF transmission. I have all the equipment. I am ready. I am just about. I am putting together my rig. I'm putting up a vertical antenna. I have the mast in the ground for it already. This weekend I am going to be drilling a hole in the side of the house and running cables and soldering on connectors and getting ready to put up the antenna and tune it for the first time. So you can imagine my excitement. I'll have it done in the next couple of weeks here, but it's good to talk to you. Maybe we'll talk again. 73. This is KFA EDQ. I'll be clear and listening.
NOE WAFU. Yep, still sitting here listening, trying to hang up on a phone call that the phone's plugged in, buzzing on my bench. NOE.
Yeah, just quickly, what do you need to know about restaurants in Mount Clemens that I can probably answer?
I was told of a good German restaurant somewhere right off, I guess it's Hall Road out there, and like the highway, 94, 96, something. But I was told it was out that way, and it really wasn't too hard to find. But it was a German food restaurant, couldn't tell you the name of it.
Yeah, I forget the name too. If it's the one on Gratiot, south of 59, north of town, it's gone. Used to be kind of a Bavarian-style place. I forget the name of it. It's gone, closed up. The only other place I can think of that would possibly, and more currently, there's a place called Aspen on 59. I guess if you squint your eyes and look at it kind of sideways, you could say maybe that's German. Not really.
Well, I was told it wasn't on 59, that you had to get off 59 and take some side roads and twists and turns and that kind of thing. So I figured I got out that way, I'd program this repeater in HT anyway and try to find it or Google it or something, but I don't even know the name. And I was told about it, I can't even tell you how long ago now, so it might be the one you're saying is closed now. My other option is something like Frankenmuth, and don't really feel like driving up there. Don't really feel it's all that great to drive that far. I can tell you a great place in Fort Worth, Texas, or another one in Reno, Nevada.
Yeah, if you want the, if you want the touristy experience, you can go up to Frankenmuth. The place that you're talking about's gone. I'm almost certain I know the place you're talking about. a place that's, you know, if you don't mind going into the city, and it's quite safe, the Rathskeller, down at, like, 6 and, what is it, 6 and Livernois or something, and I have to look it up, but highly recommend it. One of the oldest German bar restaurants in Detroit, and, you know, it's kind of, you know, it's kind of sketchy in the neighborhood around it, but, you know, they got a whole fenced off walled in parking lot. It's pretty secure. We've been down there with the wife and everything, and so Rathskeller is definitely one to try to get in. All right, anyhow, can't help you other than that. Little Cafe is gone down on Gratiot and what was that, Houston Whittier, I think it was. That's long gone, years ago. They're getting few and far between. There may be others around town, but those are the ones I remember, and all but the Rathskeller is gone, if I'm even saying that right. If there's anything else I can help you with, let me know, but I'm going to get back to what I was doing here. W8FU.
W8FU. Well, I appreciate the help and knowing that it's closed. And it's probably the one I'm thinking of. Rathskeller's been there forever. I remember the name. I never did make it there, but I do remember the name. And there's a couple guys from my area that I know have been there, so I'm sure they'd be willing to go back. Yeah, I'm not for the touristy thing. I'm for the food. One of the first things that I found in Fort Worth was Edelweiss on the south side of Fort Worth. Not the greatest part of town, but you're safe. And I was dating a coon-ass woman from Louisiana, took her there, had no idea the food, so we set date. And funny part, I'll make this a short story. Yeah, I'll make this short, boring story as short as I can. We sit down, and the owner, I guess it was the owner or manager, come up, had a very heavy German accent. And I'm looking at the menu and talking to her, and she's about half broken French anyway. But this heavy German accent, I look up at him and we start talking, and he asked where I was from, and I told him Michigan area. Oh, you ever been to Frankenmuth? And if I had to spell it the way he said it, and I said, yeah, I've been there quite a few times, and he's, I got friends there in Frankenmuth. So, yeah, it's Frankenmuth's a pretty famous place. One in Reno didn't hear about it at all because I actually brought it up to the waitress. But yeah, you make it to Fort Worth, on the south side of Fort Worth, a place called Edelweiss. You won't get better food. And they had a little Oompa band going, and they were fixing to have some kind of party that night, which kind of happens all the time there anyway. 7-3, and again, I appreciate your help, Andy. Then a week later.
Okay, just it came to me while you were talking there. Dakota Inn is, I think, the official name. Rathskeller is just like, I think it means like basement or something like that. Something joining us. Dakota Inn, and yeah, it's John R., just north of 6 Mile. So Woodward and 6 Mile Road is kind of right there. So wouldn't be too bad of a shot for you coming down from Waterford either. So, all right, let's go. I'm going to get back to what I was doing here and work on my dinner plans here. Wonder if I should go to the Dakota Inn. Catch you later. I think it was Jeff. Anyhow, name here is Sean. W8FU later.
Correct, Sean. Name's Jeff. Easy to remember. Most everybody knows my call. Kind of surprised somebody that side of the 75. I don't get that way anymore. But, again, thanks. 7-3. Any day of the week.
W8CMN, repeater in Guilford.
Kilo Echo 8.
Sierra Echo Victor, East Galois, antenna testing.
Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the WHCMN repeater in Guilford. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford.
WA4MLD, Mobile. Sierra Yankee Alpha, standing by. Sierra Yankee Alpha, standing by.